Rashi learns, Shim yesh li yevet kanani, if you have an yevet kanani that's small, limcha, and you want to sell him, v'roit se'evesh lo yimachrein of Eretz Yisrael, the yevet only wants to be sold in Eretz Yisrael, is taka, we force the rabbi to take him up to Eretz Yisrael. That's the way Rashi learns. Places learn, Shim yesh li yevet kanani mo, limcha v'roit se'evesh lo yimachrein of Eretz Yisrael, that's what Rashi says, the place himself, the re-pirish, she'evet yokolochof la loisai, ayif terum. The Yevet has a right to say, listen, either take me up and let's work, let I live in Eretz Yisrael, or else if you don't want to go up there, I want to go up there, and you have to free me. So it's such a chiddush, and Yevet has a right to say, to take me up or free me. So where's the question? Well, the man that Tony Avodim Eged, the end of Gemara Ksubis, because the man that Yevet learns Avodim clearly, says, so what does the Mishnah mean, Lasu, you might want to come to include? So where it says, Lasu, comes to include, Minove Hayofel Anove Ro. Even though, say, here in America, they have a beautiful house, but there in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have an ugly house, a bad house. Still, he has a right to say he wants to go live in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not going to be as nice as he has it here in Chutz Lawrence. Then the Mishnah says over there, V'yein ha'kol moitzim, not everybody can go out of Eretz Yisrael, for those who come to include, la'asu ye'evet sheborach mi'chutz Lawrence Lawrence, that an Eved ran away from his master living in Chutz Lawrence, and he ran to Eretz Yisrael. See, when usually there's a mitzvah to return the Eved to his master. But over here, since he ran to Eretz Yisrael and his master lives in Chutz Lawrence, there's no mitzvah, you don't have to bring him back to his master in Chutz Lawrence, but he has the right to stay there in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, HaKol Malin Yushlayim. So, what did this come to include? HaKol Malin, everybody goes up to Yushlayim. So the Gemara says, Mimashna, from any other part of Eretz Yisrael, you have a right to say you want to move up to Yerushalayim. So what does it come to include? Akol Malin Yerushalayim Asu Yemai. So the Gemara says, Minova Hayofla Nova Ro. Even if you have a house in Tveria, a nicer house, and you want to move to Yerushalayim, not such a nice house, still you have a right to say you want to go up to Yerushalayim. V'yein Akol Matzim, but you don't leave Yerushalayim. Asu Yemai, what does it come to include? La suya the opposite. Minova harula nova yofi. Even though in Yerushalayim the house is not so nice, and outside Yerushalayim have a nice house, still you can't force your wife to move there if she wants to stay in Yerushalayim. Another Gemara says another Mishnah that says Hakol chayovim b'sukkah. Everybody is chayiv in sukkah. That's kahanim, levim, v'yisraelim, or kohen, a levi, v'yisrael. The Rome of Chuyiv to eat, to live in the Sukkah. So the Gemara Pshit, of course, Ihani loy mechayvi, man mechayvi, if they're not going to be mechayiv, or Kayin Levi v'Yisrael, who else? This is Mamas Yisrael, Pshit, there's a mitzvah to be in the Sukkah. So Rashi speaks out, Pshit, Ad Ashtadar Shakurla Suyamai. Up until now, we're questioning when it says Hakurl, what does it come to include? When they ask you for now, Dorish, Hanach Tatoni. Now explaining, even after it says what we come to include, what's the chiddush in them? Like here it says, "Akochiyev Mesukah," and it says who? It says Kahanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. The question is now Pshita. Like if that man, if then not Mechuyev, who else is Mechuyev? So my answer is Kahanim Mitzuchle. The chiddush is Kahanim that they're Mechuyev in Sukkah, because otherwise, Sarka Data Chaminik, I would have thought to say, Hayuluk says, since the pasuk says, Ba'asukah is teshuvu, you're supposed to live inside your sukkah. V'yom amar, we know, we learned that with Ashwin Pasuk says teshuvu, shivas yomim means came to duru. You have to live there the same way you live in your house. If so, ma'dira, just like in your house, is ishvishtoi, amar, you live together, a man with his wife, is asukah wadin, the chiv to be in the sukkah is also ishvishtoi. Chiv to be in the sukkah at the same time when you could be with your wife. If so, Fahani, Kahanim. These Kahanim that you're in Sukkos, Ho Yilu B'nei Avoidah Ninu. Since they have to do the Avoidah, join Cholomoy, join Sukkos. They bring the Kabonis. If so, Lo Nechayvu. Maybe they shouldn't be Mechuyiv to be in the Sukkah. Since they can't be there like normal times, they're not at home like normally. They have to be in the Beis Hamikdash part of the time. But since they're not at home, like Teshu came to Duru, maybe there's no chiv in the sukkah at all. Is kamash mulem? That's the chiddush. No. Then what's the reasoning why? Because mehi de p'tiri b'shafa void enechanami. b'shas the kana madu the avoda. They're potter from being in the sukkah, but below shas avoda when they finish doing the avoda, chiyuv mechayvei. And if any time that they're free and they're at home, avadah they have to be in the sukkah. And neither they have the ahochet rechum is the same with the people are traveling during sukkahs. The yom amar, because we learned, the more in sukkah. But ahochet rechum, people that are traveling beyond by daytime, so p'turim in a sukkah beyond, if they're taking the travel and they're going someplace, they have to go at daytime. So just like throughout the year they take a trip, they have to go. So in sukkah also, if they have to go, so they're p'turim from the sukkah at daytime. But the chayavim alayla, at night time, when they're not traveling, then they have the chiyuv to do the sukkah. Now, if a person has the right to say, if I want to go on a trip on Chol HaMoed, I want to go like traveling for pleasure, you want to go to a park or so, that's a shver, that's hard to say, you have et of hoched rochem. Like, who asked you to go there? You're not really hoched rochem. Stay home better. Elamai, if you want to go, say nechnam, even though you want to go, you have right to go, but avadi should still be nizri in alochas of sukkah, like not pit or sudas kva, outside the sukkah. It's not really called hoched rochem to say you have a put the p'tur from the sukkah. The third point of the Mor says the hadim of the same kahanim they should be potter. So Rashi says bnei avod ninu kahanim are bnei avodo v'yei nicholim lodo ish v'yishto v'sukkah, they can't live together with the wife in the sukkah. Shein niskotek nishaseyim, they're not going to live with their wife. Tiram yolayo avodos regal, they have to do the avodo of the regal. So it's not clear what Rashi means to say whether he's not going to live with her because he doesn't want to become tamei, then he'll do the avodo the next day. Astam, because he's told he's busy, he's even late in the Beis Hamikdash. Is I would have to say loy nechayvu. That would have been a svara since he can't be with his wife. So maybe he's potter from the sukkah altogether. As kamashim lano, the yafagav leyafshalu came to be we can't have it abnormal. But yehecha the yafshalu mechayve. Whenever time he is free and he's at home, then avad he has to be in the sukkah. But we didn't avoid the two ritual calls, the money's in the base of Midrash doing the avoid there, he's like a potter in a sukkah. But shloi bin avoida, when he's not doing the avoid, then he's chayiv. Then another Mishnah says, the Menachis, ha'kul chayovim betzitzis. Everybody's mechayiv to wear tzitzis, kahanim, levim, v'yisraelim. So again, the question is, pshita, avada, the Yisraelim, avada with Jews, they have to wear tzitzis, the mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Most of the chiddush is kahanim mitzvah. The chiddush is about kahanim, because otherwise, sakut ha'etachamin chay would have thought to say, "Hoyin luksiv." Since the pasuk says, "Lo yisilvash shatneis," now that we wear shatneis, we know you can't wear wool and linen together. Then the pasuk says, "Gedilim taslachov and make tzitzis." So I would have thought to darshin, "Man de lo yishtori klayim lagabayu polavisha hu demechayiv mitzvah tzitzis." Someone who does not have the hetter to wear klayim at all, he has the mitzvah tzitzis. So Leviim and Yisraelim, they have no hetter to wear klayim, so pshita, they have the mitzvah tzitzis. But I would have thought, for Hani Kahanim, these Kahanim that do the avodah, their begodim, their avnei, the garter that they wear, was made out of sheish, was made out of wool and linen. So hoyo v'yishtori klayim legabayu, since the Kahanim have a right to wear klayim when they're wearing the big dekuna, so maybe the nanda pash of tzitzis, learn the chayvu, maybe they don't have the chiyuv to put on tzitzis. Is kamash malat the chiddush no kamash malon that nihi di story b'din avoid echnami b'shas they're doing the avoida. He have a right to wear klayim to wear the gartel, but b'lo yidin avoida not at the time of the avoida lo yishtori, then they have no heta stam to wear klayim. So therefore pshita they're also in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rashi says avoida di avneit. Show klayim hoyo. They see if yes avnet sheish mushroom and the sheish kitna seo samro. So we thought to say that he had no mitzvah tzitzis. Kamash mulon yes. As only b'shas the avoider, so b'shas avoider, avad yes to wear tzitzis. The other Gemara says, ha'akol chayovim b'tfilin. No, the Mishnah says everybody has to wear tefillin. Kahanim levim v'yisraelim. Kohen levim yisrael. Fred the Gemara again, shita. Avada, they have to wear tefillin, so mitzvah wear tefillin. So Mora says, no, kahanim mitzvah, the chiddush is again that kahanim have the chiyuv to wear tefillin. Because otherwise, salka taita chamin, I would have thought to say, hoyu luksiv, since the pasuk says, ukshartim liyois al yodecho, put the tefillin on the shoyat, voyu tetotof, letoitofes beninecho, put tefillin on shorosh. So So I would have thought to say, Kol de'isa b'mitzvos de'yad, whoever's in the parsha putting on tefillin, de'yad, isa b'mitzvos de'rosh. He has to put on tefillin, shal rosh. But v'hani kanan, these kanan, ho yuvules na'ya b'mitzvah de'yad. Since they can't put on tefillin, de'yad, why not? Nechsid the pasuk says, Yilbash al besoroi, that when the kahanim wear their begodim have to be attached to their body, to their skin. They cannot be a chatzitza, they can't be wearing tefillin between their body and the begodim. With Ashen Shloi Yedov Chaitzes, nothing should be in between, Beinoi Bein Besoroi. Since so, kahanim b'shasta wearing, doing the avoid, b'shasta wearing their big dekuna, they cannot wear tefillin shayad. Because the halacha is that the begodim have to be touching their skin. Since so, if you wear tefillin, there'll be a chatzitza. I put tefillin on top of the begodim, that we now know. We know also that the mitzvah tefillin also has to be upon your skin. There should not be a chatzitza there. If so, I would have thought to say, since the kahanim b'shasta doing the avodah, they can't wear the tefillin shayad, maybe Eimah b'mitzvah derosh namin l'chayvui, maybe at that time they're parted from wearing on tefillin shayrosh. They're not makiv, mean one is not telling the other one. Even though like here the Kohen cannot wear tefillin shayad, still he has the chiyuv to wear tefillin shayrosh. And kedush nan, like we learned the first of this, the Gemara Menachos, that tefillin shayad, ein makiv shayrosh, does not stop you from putting on the shayrosh. Means if for some reason you don't have a tefillin shayad, you can't wear the shayad, still you're supposed to put on the tefillin shayrosh. For shayrosh ein makiv shayad, and if for some reason you can't put on the shayrosh, still you're supposed to put on the shayad. So that's the chiddush here, that kahanim, even b'shas adur v'yavoydim, they can't wear tefillin shayad, they should wear tefillin shayrosh. Now the Gemara says, ma'ish no diyad, why do you say that they can't wear tefillin shayad? It said, the pasuk says, yilbosh al v'soroi, that when they wear their big dekuna, their begodim is supposed to be upon their flesh, they can't be a chatzitza between the begodim and their flesh, so they can't be wearing tefillin there. If so, Rosh Nami, the head also they can't wear tefillin. See if it says, V'samto ha-metznef ha-sal roshay. He has to put his hat on top of his head. So, the Kohen has no place to put his tefillin there either, the Havminer is. And since his hat goes on top of his head like, so he can't be wearing tefillin there. So the Shas is wearing the begodim, he can't wear tefillin shorosh either. Tomorrow says no. Tony, we learned, Saroi hoyunira. His hair was able to be seen in Bein Tzitz le-Metznefes. Even though the Kohen Gadol wore the Metznefes, the regular Kohen wore the Mikvois, and they had to wear the hat did not come down and cover up the top of the hair by the forehead. The hat was above it, and the Tzitz was a little bit below it. And in between the Tzitz and the Metznefes, that's where the Kohen Gadol used to wear a tefillin. Sheshom aniyach tefillin. So that's the Chiddush, that the tefillin shorosh, there was place to put it on, whether it was a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, there is place to put on the tefillin shorosh. He doesn't have to go under the mikvois, under his hat, but his hat was a little bit above the place where he wore the tefillin. So therefore, tefillin shorosh the kohen could wear. The chiddush is, even though they can't wear tefillin shoyad, still they're mechuyev in wearing tefillin shorosh. Then the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Hakil Chayovim B'Tkiyah Shofar. Everybody's mechuyev in the midst of Tkiyah Shofar. Again it says, Kahanim, Leviyim, V'Yisraelim. So Moreh is, Pshita, of course they're mechuyev in the mitzvah. In Rosh Hashanah, we have to hear them in the Shofar. What's the Chiddush? So Moreh says again, Kahanim, Mitzvah. The Chiddush is that Kahanim also have a chiyev of Tkiyah Shofar. Because otherwise, Sa'ak Adayta Chaminach, I would have thought to say. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Tomorrow says again, Kahanim, Mitzvah, Lay. Because otherwise, the Sa'ak Adayta Chaminach, I would have thought to say. How you look, see, since the Pasuk says, Yom Teruah Yilachem, that Rosh Hashanah should be called the Yom Teruah, should be a day of blowing the Shofar. Yom Teruah, Rashi says, Mashma Yom Echad Bovad. So I would have thought to say, Mandaleth Yele Betkiyah Dechad Yoma. Somebody only has to hear the Shofar once a year in Rosh Hashanah, Chaya, they have to hear the Shofar. But Vani Kahanim, these Kahanim, could be Levim also. Hoyo Vesnayo Betkiyah Kulishasa. They have a mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash to blow the shofar the whole year round. The Chassid says, "Usekatem b'chatzoytzus alo losechem
used to bring a korban oilo, used to blow the chatzait twice. So he used to blow the shofar there also. His aim, I would have thought they said in the Kanam and Leviim, loy lechayvu, maybe they're not chayiv in tkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah. So first of all, the Gemara asked the question, midomi, what's going on to the other? Hosan chatzaitzros, here it says, it's katim the chatzaitzros, the trumpets, hocha shofar, and here by yom trua yilachem, some are blowing the shofar. So maybe in a chlam, there's only the shofar once a year. So Gemara says, no, it's rach, still we need the chiddush. Because otherwise, fakot adachemin, I would have thought to say, holo tanan, since we learned that shofar hayevel the Rosh Hashanah, that yevel is equal to Rosh Hashanah, and you say, letkiya u lebrochis, for the tkiyas and for the brochis. Rashi says, lebrochis, shoyunami, oimrim, biyam ekipurim, shoshnas hayevel, malchus, zechonas v'shoifas. They used to say, when you be Yom Kippur of Yoigol, Malchus is going to show for us. So, I would have thought to say, the East of the Mitzvah Yoigol, East of the Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Only people that are in the Parsha of Yoigol have the Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Minit Shavu Yoigol to Rosh Hashanah is Daino by Tkiyas and Brachas. So I would have thought to say, only people that have the Mitzvah of Yoigol, for all the Dinim, they have the Mitzvah here to show for Rosh Hashanah. But the last night of the mitzvah of will soon see Kahanim and Leviim that are not totally in the mitzvah of Yovel, maybe less than the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, maybe they're not mechuyev completely, they're not mechuyev the other shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Now, what's the story here? The Hani Kahanim, these Kahanim were in Leviim. Hoyev less night of the mitzvah of Yovel. They're not completely in the mitzvah of Yovel. Why does Naam learn like this? Kahanim and Leviim moichrim leilim. They have a right to sell their field, even on Yovel itself. Like this, by regular Yisrael, the svar is that he can't sell his field on Yovel, since by Yovel the fields come back to the Bailim, so therefore the svar, he can't sell it. That's what Gemara said later on in Erech will have, that a regular Yisrael cannot sell his fields on Yovel. Mashenk and the Kohen V'Levi, they have a right to sell the fields even on Yovel. Like Rashi says, Gerdem Leilim, Emorchu Sode, Gerdem Oysem Miyad. There's another thing. And the first thing is that Moichim Leilim, which is a filu b'shnas ha'yevel atzmon, they could sell the field even on the year of Yevel itself. It's called a mechira. And secondly, it says the goyim leilim that.